I reveal my world by YIM. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with thought for today. I reveal my world by YIM. Never thought of it that way, did we? I reveal my world by YIM. Why am I? Why do I exist? What's my purpose in being here on Earth? Why have I come here at all? Why am I not somewhere else? Is my consciousness free to go wherever it chooses to go? Does my soul, if you will, live forever? Does it have an existence forever? It's a good thought. And the answer is no. Our soul does not exist forever. We live in the now. There is only now. You see, eternity is now. Forever is now. We cannot say we live forever because that means we think of it as another time, another space, another place, but we live in the now. If we can train ourselves to become aware that we are living in the now and that everything is taking place in the now, and that should we desire to know what we are doing on other dimensions of our existence, we can do so. We can just go to a different movie. How about that? We can just go to a different theater and go and watch this movie or that one. But now they make it easy for you, more like it really is. They have 10, 15 theaters in one, under one roof. And you can just go from theater to theater to theater and see all these different movies, all these different dimensions of existence. And we say, poof, there's nothing to that. And that's right. It never was. They hadn't done it before because they hadn't thought of it. And before that, the big old theaters, it was the only thing before television, you know. And they still have some big theaters, but life is a matter of realizing why we are. We are here to be ourselves and have fun. We are here to exist on all these dimensions and all at the same time. And we are here to experience all those dimensions at the same time. Now, if you wish, you go to this theater and you watch Tarzan. You go to this theater and you watch Sinbad and the Sailor. You go to this theater and you watch another Disney picture. That's all you choose to watch. Okay, now you're watching these things. And you're in the middle of the theater, in the middle of the film, and you get up and you go to the bathroom. Hey, you're in another dimension. You've left the theater, you've left the film, and the film just goes merrily on without you. And then when you come back, then your presence is there again. And so that's very interesting. Now, again, can you experience many dimensions at once? Can you live on many dimensions at once? Can you know consciously that you're doing it? Now, we say we go to sleep at night. And we have dreams. Now, those dreams are our connection to other dimensions if we wish. A lot of times it's just a connection to this dimension because this dimension is so compelling. We want to be aware of it. We see car crashes. We see babies being born. We see people dying. We see a trip to Yosemite. We review a lot of things. As they say, when you are ready to leave this physical body, you have a complete review, a review of your entire lifetime in color and sound, and you have it in a snap of a second because all time is now. How can you see your entire life story, which many people have said they did, I know I have, and how can you see your entire life story if all time were not now? You couldn't. And how can you run through the entire gamut of your life, 50 years, 100 years, whatever, and have it right now, right this minute, right this second, right this instant? Well, that's what you do. When you dream either on this dimension, which is a silly thing to do because you're there, or you can dream on another dimension. And what sort of crazy way out things do you visualize on other dimensions? Now, why am I? Why I am. I reveal my world by why I am. If I am a balanced person, I recognize these things I have just said. I recognize that all time is now, all space is here. I recognize that I can be on any dimension that I choose, which I already am, of course. I can be conscious of it. And as I'm conscious of any dimension, I am conscious of what's going on in that dimension. And that dimension is happening right now in the now. And in fact, if I really wanted to play the game, I could say to my mind, I know every dimension on every dimension that exists in my consciousness right now, and I have had the flashback through each dimension. And so I can say, gee, that'd be interesting to be in that dimension doing those things. But how do we know them? How do we know them? I reveal my world by why I am. I am, that is, I have chosen, I have chosen to be on this dimension here that we're talking about. I have chosen to be here, and I have chosen to experience all the things that are going on here. I've chosen to experience all the people. I've chosen to experience just the things that I've chosen to experience. Now, there are many people who say it's destiny, and things are going to happen because they're going to happen, and things are what they are because that's the way it is. That's fate. And I say, no, that's not fate. Rex agrees with me. He said, there is no such thing as fate. He says, right at the moment, he's expressing himself as a dog, but he's expressing himself as a very loving dog, a very gentle dog, a very caring dog. And he's trying to get his word in edgewise here, but the thing is, I don't fully understand his language, and I have to train myself in that and become a little more aware. But again, that's a dimension too. That's a dimension. Can we be dogs? Can we be a stone? Can we be anything we want to be? Then why is it that on this dimension where we are conscious of this and aware of this, why is it that we are revealing something sometimes that's less than what we feel is desirable? Why do we experience death in our family? Herb, that's real cold. Experiencing death in the family, my goodness, everybody has death in the family. No. Some people recognize that all time is now, and that when a person chooses to move to the next dimension, you just say, hey, it's not death, it's not cessation of everything, it is just living on another dimension and experiencing another dimension and enjoying another dimension. And hey, that's cool. That's really cool. I reveal my world by why I am. Now, am I here to be a pawn of humanity and what I have created it being, or am I here to be myself and to have fun and to enjoy myself? Well, I kind of think that I'm here to be myself and have fun. I'm here for no other reason, and I never will be here for any other reason. And if anything unhappy comes along, I merely have to change my attitude about it. When I change my attitude about it, bang, it's over. Dong, death, gone to another dimension. Yeah. Bong, death to old ideas. Bong, life to new ideas. And new ideas are happiness, joy, peace, harmony, abundance, all that good stuff on this plane here. Gone is unhappiness, death, hatred, imbalance, whatever. Who knows, needs to know that stuff. It's gone. That's not in my world. I reveal my world by why I am. I am here to be myself and have fun. That's what we are told from every philosophical mouth that has ever spoken on the subject. I am here to be myself and have fun. Now, are you yourself and having fun? You shake your head, yes, but you aren't. Because do you have diseases? Do you have illnesses? Do you have unhappinesses? Do you have anybody in your world taking advantage of you and pushing you around and so forth? If you do, you're not in charge of yourself. You're not in charge. If you are the only one who makes the decision as to whether you're happy or sad, which you are, and you take that choice, then you're great. But if you don't take that choice, and you let the world say, well, this is the way it is, this is what's got to happen. You got a cold that has to run 7 days. You got this, you got that, you got the... You know, that's what you do. You got a broken leg, it takes 6 weeks to heal up perfectly, you know. Why? Live in the now. The now includes your perfect leg. The now includes your broken leg. Now, where are you going to put your concentration? On your healed leg or your broken leg? It's up to you. It's up to me. Why I am. I reveal my world by why. I want every experience I have in my world, and that's why I create it. And if I don't want to do that, then I start making affirmations. I start affirming the truth about myself. I start cleaning house. I don't clean out the old stuff. I don't sweep it away. I just put new stuff in, and there's no room for the old stuff there anymore. There's no room in my house for the old stuff, for the things that I don't choose to experience. I reveal my world by why I am. Why I am. Why am I? To be myself and have fun. If anybody ever says, why are you here? You say, to be myself and have fun. Boy, aren't you an egotist? Aren't you a way out character? Hey, if I'm being myself and I live from my highest, my most wonderful point of view, that's darn good, isn't it? Don't you say? What else can you do? And should you have fun while you're doing it? Hell yes. Who says no? Who says no are people who don't want to have fun. And everybody really wants to have fun. So today, I let go of that which is unlike my nature of being myself and having fun. And I experience being myself and having fun in everything I do, everywhere I go, and everything I am. I reveal my world by why I am, and I am wonderful. How about you?
I am wonderful too.
I love you. I love you. I love you.